Hey, good morning. It's Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is LaDondra Hervey with LaDondraHervey.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Waxahachie.
And also with Miss LaDondra Hervey is Dawn Shannon, and she is the Dynamic Results Coach with LaDondra Hervey. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. How are you, Julie?
I'm wonderful, thank you. It's lovely weather outside. Everything is amazing. The butterflies are flying by. The birds are chirping. LaDondra's looking at me like I have lost my mind. So, LaDondra, I had the benefit of seeing you talk the other day and also Dawn. So, I know a little bit about what you guys do. And LaDondra's a business coach. And so, LaDondra, first of all, tell us what a business coach is.
Yeah, so basically what we do is we help Christian women entrepreneurs to build successful businesses, take their business from ideation into scale. Our heart is all about building that legacy that's going to supersede your life. So we help you to really figure out what's the vision and how to implement that vision in a way that is congruent to your purpose, your gifts, and God's unique design for your business.
So does someone come in to you and say, it's probably a combination of things, but I'm guessing they come in and they say, like, I have some thoughts about things I want to do, or they come in and say, I have no clue what I want to do. What does that look like usually?
Yeah, that's a great question. So typically the business owners that we work with, they have a vision already. It's like, I have the vision, I just don't know what to do. Yeah. I don't know how to put legs on this and make it successful. Like, and so that's where we come in and we help them to put a good strategy in place and help them to get those steps that's going, the infrastructure. So we do everything from the operations, because a lot of times you think, okay, my business is not working because I don't have business skills and all of that. But sometimes it's just the infrastructure that you need to fix, or it may be that you have too many ideas going on and it's like you're squirreling around, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, bring it back and let's focus in so that we can really expand and take your business to the next level. So we really look at the business from a holistic perspective to see what are those gaps, what are those holes, and where can we help you to grow, then expand into that legacy impact.
And so you were talking about how you are kind of the visionary, and then Dawn here is the executor. Or is it the dynamics results coach?
Dynamic results coach, yes.
What
Julie.
Does that look like? So LaDondra visionizes. I just created a word. She comes up with a vision and puts it together. Or y'all work together on that, and then you work together on implementation? Is that how that goes?
Absolutely. So we work hand in hand. So she helps these creatives, these business owners, because a lot of them are visionaries, right? And so she helps really solidify the vision for them and where they're wanting to go with their goals and their dreams. And then we create a plan. So we create an implementation plan for them. Then I come behind and make sure that, okay, we've created the plan. This is what you want to do. Now let's get it done and stay on track. Because like she said, they have a lot of great ideas and sometimes they are squirreling around, right? And mm-hmm. so it's like, okay, but wait, this is what you said you wanted to do.
Yeah.
This is what we're here to work with you on. So let's make sure to stay on track and build what you want to build.
So it's kind of like when people come, because I do training on the side, and people will come to me and they'll be like, I want to lose 50 pounds by, and they'll say like something that's 6 weeks away. And I'm like, well, okay, let's work backward. How are you going to do this? So that's probably part of the process. Like, okay, let's put it to work. And then you might, and as you're putting it to work, you may adjust those goals because you see that right. Sometimes your goals are not necessarily
right.
Smart goals.
Right. And we've had a lot of women come to us and they had a certain vision, mm-hmm. a certain dream, or multiple, and they really wanted to go one direction, but really we could see that they needed to go in another direction. So we really, and LaDondra's really good at that, is helping them to hone in on what God has called them to do and where their gifting is in business. And so then we really guide them back to where they need to go, because they do get off track, but that's okay. That's what we're here for.
We all do. We're all little squirrels just running around. So, okay, I did hear, too, that you have a book, LaDondra. You wrote a book, girl, like you have nothing else going on. You thought you'd write a book.
I did. You know what? I resisted writing that book, too, in the beginning. But it was a call from God. He told me that you would write that book, and he shut down everything until he had my full attention. So the book is called Powerful Beyond Belief, and really it focuses on helping you to release the things that you think you need to be to really step into the entrepreneur that God has called you to be. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we step into things in other people's expectations or labels or what we think that is that comfort zone. And really there's a God-sized vision that he has for your life. There's an assignment that is unlike anybody else that only you can do. And so basically in the book, I'm just helping you to draw out those beautiful gifts that you have and to really step into it and to reclaim your power and to really take back that authority and create that business that you know that is on the inside of you.
I love it.
Yeah.
Man, Dawn, y'all's personalities. So the other day, you did that personality assessment. And Dawn, I'm curious on yours. What? Turn that microphone. Tell me, what is yours? Did you took the test, didn't you?
I have not taken that test.
Oh, okay.
No.
What are you in the DISC and all that stuff? Like, what's your rough idea?
Oh, goodness. LaDondra knows more than I do, but I'm just, so she's the big visionary. I'm the get her done type of
You're
person.
You're the S
I'm
and
the
C.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. What she is.
The S and the C. Thank you.
Yeah. You're very nice and you're very organized.
Yes. For the
and
most
thoughtful
part.
And planning.
Yes. I need to see the plan. I need to see step by step.
Oh,
what
yeah.
are we doing? When are we doing it? How are we doing it? It drives her crazy, but that's okay.
You know what? That's what I get it. Because, I get it. And it's funny, as you get older, you come to appreciate, you don't want to be around people who are just like you because you can never get things done.
Right, yeah, right.
We all have to have, and back when you're younger, you feel like you have to be whatever, you know, it seems like everyone has to be one style or it's not working. Instead, it's like, you know what? Work those gifts and surround yourself with the people who do different things and then yes. You're powerful beyond belief.
Yes.
Put that microphone towards you.
That part.
Okay. So, LaDondra, y'all have an event coming up. You were wanting to, I love that you said that you came to Waxahachie and that you watched for a little while and that you paid attention before you really came out and got involved. So, one of the things that you observed was...
Yeah. So, basically, one of the things that I observed is, well, first of all, I've been here for... just a little over a year. Mm-hmm. And that first year, it took some time. I just settled in, yeah. Right? And so as I was settling in, I started to pay attention to some things. Like, I live down here on the end of where Campuzano's is, mm-hmm. and all of that. And so I started to notice that there's, like, separation in, like, the neighborhoods and uh-huh. then, you know, where you shop and all the different things. So typically where I was shopping was... from Campuzano's right up to mm-hmm. where you get to the bridge.
Yep. Because you don't go past that.
Right. But then one day I decided to just drive around downtown. And so as I'm going downtown, I'm just driving. And I'm like, at first I'm like, there's not a lot down here. Because when you drive, you really don't see much.
Right.
And then one day I can't remember what happened, but we went downtown and we put boots on ground. And... we're going in these buildings and it's like 11 vendors, 50 vendors in mm-hmm. one building. Mm-hmm. And then it's like all these really cute shops, but you would not know it's these businesses and hotels, the Rogers Hotel. And I'm like, what? This is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I was just sitting and I was pondering that once I went home and I'm like, okay, something needs to happen here. I don't know what, I'm new, but there's too much like separation and division because nobody knows and we're all living in the exact same town. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, Dawn, what can we do? And so I decided to do the, put together the Waxahachie Business Tour. And basically the point behind that is business owners elevating one another, but then also giving the public exposure to these rare gems that's in Waxahachie mm-hmm. so that people would know these businesses. It's almost like, and as I've been kind of doing some research, it's almost like the locals who know, they know, right? But then you have the ones who... they are locals, but they don't know. And so the goal of the tour is to have some tour guides. So we're going to have some tour guides and have some fun facts that are related to each business owner, share the heart behind those business owners, their stores, whether it's brick and mortar or service-based businesses, and really bring some exposure, not only from within this area, Waxahachie, but the surrounding towns as well.
Yeah.
Because I just believe that more people need to know about what's in Waxahachie, because it's beautiful. The stores are beautiful. The business owners, their hearts are beautiful. There's a lot of beautiful things going, but nobody knows. So that's the goal of this tour.
I love it. I you know, I'm from here. I've lived here forever. I'm at the chamber, and there's it never fails. I'll come up to a business, and I'm like, where did this come from? I didn't even know it was here. I didn't know such and such, or a restaurant I'm tucked over on the corner that I'm just dying to go eat at, if I can catch it open in the right time. Yeah. But yeah, lots of little places like that. So I can imagine how much more people who aren't with the chamber or in areas where they're constantly, or maybe they work out of town and they're only here sleeping in there on the weekends or whatever. They're missing out on a lot of stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then that's just like, we were talking to a business owner that's kind of in the middle between downtown and where we are, what I said with like Campusanas and stuff.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, I'm in the middle. And so in the middle, it's like either they're coming this way or they're stopping right there, or they're coming that way towards downtown.
It's like purgatory.
Just stopping right. And so he's like, we need a bridge to really bridge the gap so that we all are getting known. And so
I agree.
That's what this is going to be about. And it's going to be family fun. So my heart is all around family, 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 family. So we try to do the family thing. So we're going to have Ellie, the art bus, to come out, and the families will be able to get on the bus, create an ornament.
Good.
This is for the adults, for the kids. We're going to have live music and entertainment and just all the fun. So while you're shopping and supporting those local business owners and getting to understand their heart behind the work that they do.
Good. When is this happening?
October 14th. And that is from 10 to 2 p.m. So you can come out. The tickets are online. I'll let Dawn tell you where that is, because those are her gifts there. No, but the tickets are online. And go ahead, Dawn. I'm not going to.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to start at Singleton Plaza. And we're going to go from there and then visit the downtown participating businesses. And the public can purchase tickets at bit.ly/HatchieBizTourBingo and grab all the things that they need there and come and join us for a lot of family fun. I can't wait to see Ellie the art bus and build the crafts and all the things.
Cool. And if you're driving down the road and you're like, bit lit, Ellie, what, you know, just contact me at the chamber, any one of us at the chamber, and we will get you the information on in more details on this. So 10 to 2, October the
14th.
And what is it going to look like? What's the day look like?
Well, first of all, the weather's going to be beautiful.
I've already checked.
Yeah, they're going to come into Singleton Plaza, which is right behind CNB Bank, just north of downtown. They're going to visit all these local hidden gems that they may not even know about. A lot of those are going to be home-based businesses, you know, maybe mom-and-pop shops that were run out of their home. And they really are small business owners that we want to help build and grow so that they can get visibility and people can know more about them and their heart behind why they started that business.
So they're going to be setting up basically booths at that place.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. I was picturing in my mind, it was like ding, 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 going to all these places. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
So it's like a taste of businesses.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Bringing everybody together.
Yeah, that might be something y'all could do ongoing. Oh, shoot, y'all. We're so going over our time. We got to shut it down.
Okay.
All right. This is LaDondraHervey.com with LaDondra and oh, my goodness, Dawn Shannon. I almost called you Shannon Dawn.
It happens all the time.
Or Shanna Doa or something. I don't know. And you know what? If you want to find out more about them, what's the website? How can they find you?
They can find us at LaDondraHervey.com.
.com. LaDondra, and that's Hervey. How do you spell Hervey?
H-E-R-V-E-Y.
There you go. .com. All right, y'all. It's good talking to you, and we will talk to y'all next time. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Thanks for having us.